Hi guys, it's Simple J Assistant here with another episode for you guys. I'm hoping everyone's doing great. If you're a first-time listener, thank you so much for streaming and listening to my little Engine That Could podcast. We just keep chugging along as much as we can. If you're a returning listener, you know I love each and every one of you guys. I call you guys my family, my big extended family that I love, 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 love. I'm sending everyone a big virtual hug because at this time we need all the love we can get. As I always tell you guys, I'm hoping you guys are being positive. Positive out equals positive in. And right now, we all need to practice that mantra of feeding off and giving off positivity, positive energy, positive vibes. It is so needed in this time. Love always trumps hate. Just don't forget that. It's very important that we keep that mindset that love and positivity always is the best way to go, especially now in these times. So, back by popular demand, it's Up On Game Mondays. I've been noticing that during these little Up On Game gems, jewels that I drop every now and then, people seem to like it, so I'm going to start doing this moving forward. So, for today's Up On Game Mondays, I'm just going to drop a few gems, things that I feel like people need to be mindful of and open their minds towards. So first, Jim, if we're friends and say we have a 5-year, 10-year, 2-month, a year-long friendship, let's say we have disagreements because we're all human and we're all flawed. And so we all think differently, feel differently, react differently. So we might have a little disagreement, or maybe it's a massive disagreement and we fall out. We're no longer friends anymore. If you go out and discuss things that I've told you during that time or that period that we were friends, you are never my friend. Let me repeat that. If we were friends, we have a disagreement, we break up. Now you're out there divulging information, exposing pictures, videos, deep dark secrets that should be kept in the closet about me or people that I told you about. We were never friends. You can't be my friend if you feel like the minute we fall out, you want to get the upper hand on me and divulge things about me. You never really cared about me if you couldn't wait to snap your fingers and get things like this off your chest. I will see you as an opportunist. I will see you as someone who had ulterior motives, who had an intention. You befriended me in order to get what you get, maybe get leverage, maybe get some basic information so you could look good in other people's eyes, or so you could come off as if you're a caring, compassionate person, when in all actuality, you were faking it and phoning the whole time. You're faking it to make it. So you are faking it as if you care just to make it seem like you care. If I'm your friend, even if we have a minor fallout or a major fallout, I will never discuss something that you told me when we were friends. I will never leak text messages and Instagram posts and DMs. That is lame. That is so tacky. That is so beneath me. We fall out, you go left, I go right, we move on. That's it. I keep telling people that there are folks who come in your life seasonally. They're here for the winter, the spring, the summer, or the fall. And they're people in your life for reasons. They're here to teach you lessons. And then there are those who are in it for the long haul. Those who ride with you, who are supportive, compassionate, encouraging, who are there till the end, like Chucky. They just don't go nowhere, no matter what. You guys might have a fallout. Nobody knows you guys have a fallout. Because guess what? It's handled in-house. Everybody moves on. That's it. Understand that if you do that stuff where we break up as friends and you divulge information about me, you never cared about me. You were not my friend. You were simply there to get what you could get from the relationship and move on to the next. And to be honest, I can't trust you. You're an untrustworthy person. That means you're an imposter. You're a poser. And in the end, your efforts to destroy someone, to belittle someone, to advance your agenda, it might look like it's working temporarily, but long term, you're going to cause long term effects for yourself. Because if any rational thinking person is seeing what you're doing, they don't want to mess with you. They don't want to be friends with you. They don't want to hang around you. They can't trust you. How do you know that you won't do the same thing to me if we become friends? How do I know that every time I'm around you, you're not trying to push some agenda? You don't have some ulterior motive. You're not trying to stab me in the back like you did that other person that you claim to have been friends with. So let's be clear. Lesson of the day. Your true friends will never break code and divulge anything important about you if you guys have a fallout or if you guys stop speaking. Your true friends will always have your back, will always, no matter what, keep things in-house and, as they say, mind their business and move on, no matter what. So this is how you'll know if you have a true friend, someone who's loyal and honest, or you just have a poser and a faker who's just there for what they can get. You need to know. You need to know early. You need to test this situation out. You need to find out who's real and who's fake. Because now, with 2020, we're seeing a lot of fakes. We're seeing a lot of people who were posing. And you need to weed those people out and keep the real ones. Because the real ones will never fail you. The real ones will always rock with you and keep you grounded. The real ones will never sell you out or sell themselves out for anything at all. Let's bear that in mind moving forward. Another gem I want to drop. If we're in some kind of tussle, or you feel like you think I'm talking about you, or you feel like I've said something about you in the past, or we're in a relationship and you're not sure what's going on with me, there's a song that says, "Don't ask my neighbor, come to me." You got an issue or a problem with me, don't ask Jim down the block. Don't ask Sarah around the corner. Don't ask Tanya in another state. I'm the person you have a problem with. Come directly to me. Come to the source. Let me tell you what my grouse or my issues are with you. Stop going around to get to the main idea. That makes no sense. We got the issue. Come to my doorstep. Pick up the phone. Send me a text message. Let's iron it out. And if we even can't iron it out, at least you came to the source to find out what the problem is. Don't go around, hop and skip and jump to different folks just to find out what the issue is with, because different folks will give you different opinions, but they won't give you the right opinion, which is my opinion, which is what I feel, how I think. So you have to go directly to the source. So this is something I need you guys to employ moving forward. If you have an issue, whether it's with your boss or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your best friend or your neighbor, stop going around the issue and going to other people to get advice on what to do. No, come to me. Let me tell you what the issue is and how we can resolve it. It's always best to go to the source. Why would you want to go all around trying to figure it out when you can save all that energy and time, when you can just come straight directly to the source and we can get that solved? 1, 2, 3. So moving forward, let's employ that tactic. If we have an issue with a person, let's not go to different people to figure it out. Let's go directly to the person and solve that. And if it can't be solved, at least you went to the source to figure out what the basis was for the issue. And you can move on. Another jewel I want to drop. There's always people who say guys and girls can never be friends. Oh, I can never have a friend who's a guy, or never have a friend that's a girl, and we don't get physical, or we don't end up getting intimate. That's not true. This is what has been embedded in your guys' brain, but let me dispel this rumor right now. Listen to me carefully, folks. I had male friends for 10, 15, 20 plus years, and we've never been intimate. We've never had that kind of connection or that kind of talk. We are just simply friends. We coexist. We get along as friends. I'm there for them in their time of need. They're there for me in my time of need. That's where I go when I need to vent. They come to me when they need to vent. If we're low, we go to each other to help each other out. That's simply something that can happen. We've been trained to think that if you have a male friend as a female or a female friend as a male, that it's impossible you guys haven't been physical. No. It can work. I've seen it work for myself. It is possible. Do not let society tell you that that's impossible and it's something that's a far-fetched idea or a harebrained scheme or something that just doesn't exist. It exists. Because there are people who will be in your lives that you understand very early. There's nothing physical there. But you guys have such a connection as friends that that's the lane you guys stay in and it works and you guys move forward in that lane. Stop letting people tell you that you cannot have friends of the opposite sex and it work without there being some kind of intimacy. No. And understand this too, also, another gem. If I'm in a relationship and this person has been my friend for 10, 5, 3 years, whatever the scenario, my partner needs to understand that it's okay that I have a friend who's also a male and there's nothing happening there. And if I'm a male and I have a female friend, and my partner also needs to understand it's okay that I have a female friend and there's nothing happening there. We sometimes kill our relationships because of insecurities. We sometimes kill our relationship because we project how we feel unto others. And you need to understand that if that girl is just simply a friend, then there's nothing happening there. Don't try to push. You need to understand that it is possible to simply be friends. There's nothing happening there. And that person sometimes will help you navigate and learn about your partner. Stop projecting. Stop letting your insecurities make your partner probably have to choose between you or their friend. Because sometimes you guys will not like the response. You guys won't like the end result when they're backed in the corner. They have to choose. Because they probably choose what they've known for years. Somebody who's always been there, solid in their corner. As opposed to you, who probably, they don't even know if you would have been permanent anyway. They might see you as a seat filler, something temporary until they get to where they need to be. So understand that people can be friends with the opposite sex and there's nothing happening there. That idea is not far-fetched. It does exist. I am a living witness to this. I have seen it happen. And it is something that we all need to ascribe to have, because you can't always just simply stick to one lane. Okay, all my friends are going to be male. As a female, all my friends are going to be female. Sometimes it doesn't work. You need to have that other point of view, that other viewpoint to see what is happening. And sometimes you need to expand your horizons. You cannot just stay in your own lane, your own idea, your own concept of how friendship should be. So moving forward, let's understand. Let me repeat this. We can be friends with the opposite sex and there is nothing happening there. Nothing intimate, nothing sexual, nothing physical, nothing on that level. It is possible. So do not be told, or do not allow others to drill it in your brain that that's not something that can happen. It is possible. Now, another gem I'd like to drop to you guys is this. You guys need to understand that it is important to protect your energy. When I say that, I say that for a reason. Sometimes you let certain people in your space that really don't need to be in your space. Sometimes you let some people around you that don't need to be around you, that don't need that to feed off your energy, because they're only there to drain you. They're not there for your well-being. They're not there to uplift you. They're not there to encourage you. They're not there to push you towards your dream. No, they're there to keep you stagnant and push their dreams. It's okay to limit your circle. You don't need a big circle. Sometimes it's best to have a small circle of people around you, of people who literally are going to be there as a good support system, a good backbone, who will always, no matter what, give it to you straight, but also be there when things crumble. So you need to learn to protect your energy and not allow every and anyone in your space. It's okay to have people who are acquaintances. You just do business, keep it moving. It's okay to have people who you see once every blue moon. It's okay to not be around certain people for a long length of time. Because some of those people are like vultures. They feed. And they're just here to feed, take what they can get, and move on to the next person they can feed off and feed off again. So you need to protect that which is you from certain people. And you will know these people because their energy, once they're around you, is just simply dark and it's draining and it's simply negative. It's just negative folks who come around you. It's always, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that looks good. I don't think you should do that. If you try that, this might not work out. Those type of folks. The negative Nancys. The Debbie Downers. They're not healthy for you. They're not healthy for anyone. So, moving forward, we're going to learn to protect our energy. We're going to learn to protect that which is us from all that which is negative. Because moving forward into this new year, 2021, seeing that most of us hopefully will survive 2020, we've seen how draining and long and tedious and stressful this 2020 has been. And it has opened our eyes to see the folks around us and in our close proximity, to see who's real and who's fake. So now, moving into 2021, we need to keep the draining energy folks away from us. The vultures, the leeches, all that. You got to keep them out. You're just letting in all those that are there as support system, who are there as encouragers, who are there as solid, dependable, caring, compassionate folks who are, as I tell you guys, positive. Positive force in your life. Giving you that positive energy, the positive reinforcement. That's what we're doing moving into this new year, this new phase of our lives, 2021. So, we're going to learn to keep all those negative things out and keep the positive in. Protect your energy, protect your space, protect you. It's very important, because if you don't feel protected, you can't protect others. You can't love others. You can't care for others, because you won't have anything to give after you've been drained completely. So let's understand moving forward, it's about protecting ourselves, protecting our energy, protecting those around us who need it. Positivity in equals positivity out. And if we are to get to a space of healing and calm, we need to definitely practice extreme positive reinforcements, positive energy, having positive people around us. And as I always tell you guys, don't forget to be you and live by your own rules. Bye, guys.